Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, all things considered, you know, with just a couple of weeks left in the regular season, a bye week last week, playoffs starting, how important was that win that Saturday night in Mankato?
Well, it was a big win. I mean, I thought we played really good hockey for two nights, and there wasn't a lot to show for it, you know, on both teams. But again, we needed a win right there, especially on the road, especially against a good team. And you know, we found a way to get it done.
What were scoring chances like that weekend, and what are they like on a normal weekend?
Well, they're a lot less than there was a lot less that weekend than there normally is, and a lot of that's attributed to, I think, the rivalry, but also the way they defend so well. And I think sometimes too, you take on the personality of the team you're playing, and we took on the personality of Mankato, and, you know, I thought we were just as stingy as they were.
You know, the way that Friday night went there, they score that early goal, it gets waved off, and then it's, you know, tight until the end, and 0-0 headed to overtime. College hockey games, I mean, it's hard to score, but they aren't like that anymore.
No.
What was it that... And it was almost a little blast from the past to defense, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's a blast from the past. I mean, you take a look at the blast of the past. I look at it way back. There was a lot of offense. So I don't know. I mean, just sometimes, again, that's just the way the games are going to play. And especially this time of year, I think, again, you know, two teams who probably, you know, were pretty responsible that night. And it just, again, it just continually played out that way.
Then in the off week, we get the joy of watching Olympic gold medal games. U.S. women win, U.S. men win. I was a little surprised. 46 years since the men had won a gold. 46, Tom. That is a long darn time. How special was that just to watch as a hockey fan?
No, it was great hockey. The whole Olympics, the entire Olympics were awesome. The Olympic hockey on the men's side and the women's side, it's awesome. And there's just so much on the line, and it's just fun to watch. It's a great those are all great events, but the hockey, of course, I'm a hockey guy. It's a great event for all of us. It happens once every 4 years. There's single elimination. There's just so much riding on every game.
I think the women's side has a bit of a problem. I mean, everybody pretty much knows it's the U.S. and Canada that's going to be playing for gold. On the men's side, it's definitely not. How much better is that for the game of men's hockey?
Well, it's just that we're older. So, again, and there's, you know, all these countries, we've had hockey for a long, long, long time. So, it's going to probably be that way, but it's good to have, you know, it's good to have hockey be deep in all these countries, and hopefully, again, what happens, the notoriety on the women's side, the notoriety on the men's side, hopefully, again, it brings out a lot more hockey players in a lot of the non-traditional hockey countries, and I'm just spitballing to you, but like a Croatia or a Slovenia, which, you know, there's some pretty good players in Slovenia, there's a few, but they don't have, you know, they don't have numbers. You know, so a lot of those small European, countries, hopefully, again, they can continue to grow the game. You know, the Norways of the world, you know, the Austrias of the world, and the Denmarks of the world. And, you know, so it's just, it was great to see. And again, it's just great for the game.
Safe to say there was some good-natured ribbon going on in your locker room? Maybe some not so good-natured?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the guys get it. You know, I mean, I think it's like the pros and like our guys. I mean, they're rooting for their teams, but I don't know if they're ribbon as much as there's a lot of respect for both teams. And, you know, somebody's got to win. So, you know, somebody wins, they win.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Quarter Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. What did you do last week in a bye week to keep that intensity, to keep that edge?
Well, it's hard. You can't, you know, the intensity and the edge has to come tonight. You only can, you know, you're only gonna battle so hard, Schulze, and try to get so many things accomplished in a bye week. You just try to do the best you can with video, and you talk about certain things, and you try to create a mindset for your players, and then, of course, then you practice. You got to make sure you don't practice too long, but, you know, there's a purpose every day, and, you know, but, you know, conversely, you're not going every day either. So you got to give the guys some time off or let them be on their own. And, you know, that's how we kind of do all of our off weeks. It's not much of a grind.
What does where the bye falls change, how you approach it?
Well, I think it all depends on, I think it changes because, you know, primarily on our Mondays. Our Mondays are pretty scripted. But in a bye week, we're gonna get going on a Monday. We're not going to do a normal Monday that we would during a game week. So that's probably the biggest change is that, you know, we modify our Monday, and that kind of sets the tempo and the tone for the rest of the week.
On to St. Thomas. Two games in St. Thomas not that long ago. Since it was fairly recent, does that have any bearing on tonight?
I don't know. I don't look at it that way, but, you know, I look at things so much different. And, you know, I still think it was a long time. It was 5 weeks ago, so that's kind of a long time. So, no, I don't think so. You know, we showed a few clips from that weekend, but, you know, again, I think I said that during my press conference. It's more about us right now and just trying to, you know, just trying to figure out who we are. And like I said, you know, you don't want to be trying to figure out who you are just late in the year, but that's just the way things have played out.
The fact that you're on the road and your positioning going into the week couldn't really change a whole heck of a lot. How does that change, too, how you're not really concerned about necessarily what else happens around the league and necessarily results to this weekend? You obviously want to win, but you want to be playing better regardless of the result.